all the credit for this has to go to His Eminence, our Archbishop Demetrius. About 4 years ago, he came and had services in our church along with our priest, Father Elias Villas, and he, in his very subtle and superbly articulate manner, he almost coached us as a father would coach a son or a daughter, observed that we had a beautiful church that had white walls, and Orthodox churches don't have white walls.
Right.
And so we as a community came together and embarked on a three-year, five-phase iconography project.
And we're going to take a few minutes on this edition of Come Receive the Light and talk about that project called Pistevo, The Art of Belief.
If anyone is listening to this, all I ask is that you tell your friends, your relatives, the faithful, to go to OCN and just take 18 minutes of their lives and watch the original film and the subsequent clips that we've done to support it. And so the response has been inspiring and humbling.
Mark asked the priest, he said, is there anybody in the world that can say to this mountain, move, and make the mountain move? And suddenly, where they were, the mountain started rolling and moving, and Mark yelled at the mountain, and he said, hey, we're just talking here.
Welcome to a broadcast we call Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network. We call it OCN. I'm Mike Trout, and our host is the president of Hellenic College Holy Cross School of Theology, Father Christopher Metropoulos. In addition to talking about Pistevo, we're also going to spend a few minutes talking with the creator of a teaching tool, which is also incredibly practical. As a matter of fact, we're going to start with that conversation as we launch our broadcast today. We're also going to introduce you to one of the students at Hellenic College who will be jumping in and handling this first quick interview with Father Chris coaching in the background. His name is Bryce Buffenbarger. We'll have to ask him about the origin of that last name someday. He'll be asking the questions, and by the way, there will be some follow-up information given at the end of the interview, and if you can write it down, great. If you can't, well, it'll be on our website at myocn.net. Again, welcome to the broadcast, and here's Bryce.
Our guest today is Tom Metrakis. He's the president and owner of Metrakis Homes Incorporated and the Orthodox Calendar Company, which annually creates, writes, and publishes the Daily Lives, Miracles, and Wisdom of the Saints calendar. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
So you have a pretty interesting background. You have degrees in economics and political science, but you also played college football in the mid-60s and were actually drafted by the San Francisco 49ers in 1968. And you were instrumental in building one of the first monasteries in the metropolis of Pittsburgh. This is obviously not an average set of activities. So what drives you to go above and beyond?
Well, thank you, but I've never felt that I, you know, do anything above and beyond. I think it's a matter of a priori. I remember when I was 12 in my yaya's living room, my uncles asked what I wanted to be, and I said I thought the coolest thing in the world would be to work for God, and that I wanted to be a priest. So when I graduated from college, I was accepted to the seminary, but circumstances prevented me from going, so it was never a stretch, you know, to make trips to Mount Athos or build chapels or a monastery or to write the Daily Lives and Miracles of the Saints.
What inspired you to create the Daily Lives, Miracles, and Wisdom of the Saints and Fasting Calendar?
Back then, I used to read autobiographies a lot, and I'd always close the book and be unsatisfied, and I don't know when I first happened onto the lives of the saints. But that's where I found, you know, wisdom and courage and great self-denial. And, you know, these guys were beheaded and sawn in two and skinned and burned alive for their faith. Or, you know, they'd live in a cave alone for 50 years to be closer to Christ. And their faith could literally move mountains. There's a story of Mark the Ascetic who lived alone for a long time, you know, on an island by himself. And a priest happened upon him, and he kind of, you know, was picking his brain. And Mark asked the priest, he said, is there anybody in the world that can say to this mountain, move, and the mountain would, you know, and make the mountain move? And suddenly, where they were, the mountain started rolling and moving. And Mark yelled at the mountain, and he said, hey, we're just talking here. So, you know, I don't know. These stories, it became my passion to read them. And before I got married, I used to go to the beach with my books and my bags of Mounds bars and devour them both. And I remember looking at the church calendar one day, where only the name of the saint was mentioned without the travails they had endured. And I thought it was a great injustice, even a tragedy, you know, not to tell their stories. But these stories can be like 10 and 20 pages long. So while the stories are out there for anybody to read, they don't fit our soundbite conditioning. So we created this one paragraph format back in 1996, and pray that we do justice to the saints' sacrifices that we try to describe.
That's great. Yeah, certainly, even though they are readily available, not everybody knows how to find them or where to find them. So it's great to have this as a resource. What does each of the dates include in this calendar?
Well, there are 365 pages, one for each day, and each page includes the life of a saint, a wisdom from a saint or an elder, which are a lot of them are profound. And those are the things that my wife, Georgia, digs out. I don't know how she does it. She has her stacks of book every year, and she comes up with these gems of wisdom that the saints have written. There's a scripture reading for the day, the fasting guidelines, as well as the list of other saints commemorated that day. And each year features different saints, which makes them kind of collectible.
So where can our listeners purchase the calendar or book?
Through our website, and the site is livesofthesaintscalendar.com. Or you can call our company phone. It's 412-736-7840. And the ebook format can be downloaded directly from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes.
Excellent. Well, Tom, thanks for being with us today.
That was fun.
It's always great to have a guest who has a good time with us. As I mentioned earlier, all of the follow-up contact details will be on our website at myocn.net. That's myocn.net. The website for the calendar, again, is livesofthesaintscalendar.com. You're listening to Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Mike Trout. And one of the projects we have the privilege to be involved in is called Pistevo, P-I-S-T-E-V-O, The Art of Belief. We've talked over the past several weeks with various people involved in the project, and you can listen to those conversations when you go to our website at myocn.net. Just click on the Listen link on the homepage and select Come Receive the Light, or CRTL. And now, with another conversation in this series from his office at Hellenic College, Holy Cross School of Theology in Brookline, Massachusetts, here's Father Chris.
We've been inspired by Pistevo, The Art of Belief, a documentary recently produced by Michael and Robin Peceros. It's about the benefit of iconography in worship, realized through a major iconography project undertaken by the Greek Orthodox Church of Our Savior in Rye, New York. We've invited Mike Peceros, co-founder and managing partner of KPS Capital Partners in New York City, to talk about his inspiration and dedication to the Orthodox faith. Welcome, Mike. Nice to have you on the program.
Thank you very much, Father.
We go back. We met in Jerusalem at the time when Patriarch Bartholomew and Pope Francis met in Jerusalem at the time when the was the 50th anniversary, actually the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the lifting of the anathemas from one church to the other. It was a glorious situation. We happened to meet at the rooftop at a restaurant. And I believe there, the two of us connected in such a way that we realized the importance of our faith and the importance in promoting that which we do to the greater world. So it's an honor to have you on the program today, Mike.
And that experience, the patriarchal papal encounter in Jerusalem, has to be one of the 10 most extraordinary moments and experiences of my life. That
certainly
is something
was.
That it was humbling to be there. Privilege isn't the word, and it is something that that you can't describe to somebody unless they were there. And it is, I will be profoundly grateful for that experience.
That's great.
Always.
Me too. Let's talk about the documentary, the Pistevo. We've covered that, of course, extensively now on the platforms, the various platforms of OCN, and it's gaining literally millions of people are beginning to see it and respond to it. Was it your intention to produce a movie on iconography? What started all this?
All the credit for this has to go to His Eminence, our Archbishop Demetrius. About 4 years ago, he came and had services in our church along with our priest, Father Elias Villas. And he, in his very, very subtle and superbly articulate manner, he almost coached us as a father would coach a son or a daughter, observed that we had a beautiful church that had white walls. And Orthodox churches don't have white walls.
Right.
And so we as a community came together under the leadership of Father Elias and embarked on a 3-year, five-phase iconography project. And as each phase revealed itself, it not only transformed the physical structure of the church, but also transformed our community phase by phase. And as each phase went up, we marveled at it. But it wasn't until the final phase, the keystone, which completed the entire church, did the magnificence of what we'd accomplished occur to everyone. The way this film was created was due to the eye, the remarkable eye, the mati, of a gentleman named Mark Brody. Mark worked for 60 Minutes, and he worked extensively with Mr. Mike Wallace. He is a director, a producer, videographer extraordinaire. I mean, if you reflect on what 60 Minutes is and what it means to this country, it just doesn't get better.
No, it's phenomenal.
One day, he was asked to go to our church to interview Father Elias because I was having a biographical video done for myself when I was honored by the Hellenic American Bankers Association as their Executive of the Year. Mark walked in to the church, and Father Elias wasn't happy because he had forgotten that day the scaffolding was going up for the fourth phase of the iconography project, and in quotes, the shoot, the picture, was ruined. Well, Mark, with his mati, said immediately to Father Elias, he had all his camera one with him, there must have been 6 or 8 people, and they started filming immediately. And so they asked Father Elias, what's going on here? Now, if you know Father Elias, he is the burning bush. and that bush lit immediately, and he went into an exposition of what is iconography? Why do we have iconography? Why is it central to our faith? What is the community doing here? And so several months after the professional work that Mr. Brody was doing for me was concluded, he called me up in June of 2014 and said, Mike, he said, this is what I do for a living. This is a movie. He says, this is a documentary. And his exact words were, this story needs to be told. And he was right. And therefore, this was the genesis of the film Pistevo. It was really Mark's vision, Mark's eye, Father Elias's guidance, our community's involvement, which we are very grateful for. And we're thrilled with the result.
Let me ask you this, Mike. How has the movie been received from what you've heard?
You know, thanks to OCN and thanks to word of mouth, it has exceeded all of our wildest expectations. All we ever wanted when we created this film, which, by the way, took over a year, and it was created at great expense, was simply to just have all of our Orthodox faithful, Greek and Russian and Antiochian and otherwise, to just take 18 minutes of their life and watch the film. The response has been just humbling and overwhelming. I understand that it has been viewed in 18 countries, that millions of people have watched it, and let us hope that it continues to grow. If anyone is listening to this, all I ask is that you tell your friends, your relatives, the faithful, to go to OCN and just take 18 minutes of their lives and watch the original film and the subsequent clips that we've done to support it. And so the response has been inspiring and humbling.
That's great. That's great. Now, from what I've gathered from my research of you, you have a talent for making things better. It's even your company's motto. So let me go a little deeper, and if I'm too personal, you tell me to back off. But I'd like to ask you, what has shaped your work ethic? Why are you the man you are today?
I am the man that I am today because of my family. I am the man I am today because of my papu and my yaya, my father's parents and my mother's mother, my yaya, who raised me. And when I say they raised me, it's because both of my parents worked. I am who I am today because of my mom and dad. As I've said publicly in on many occasions, they are the literal embodiment of the word philotimo. My family really has its priorities right, and my family raised me the right way. They put their my family always puts family first, puts our culture and our heritage first, puts our church first, and I just observed a group of people, and that includes my uncles and my aunts, that just worked hard, and I also grew up in a steel town. I think everyone should grow up in a steel town. The world would be a better place.
I agree with
you there.
It was
a town of 20,000 people, Weirton, West Virginia. It's a town where everybody knew everyone and their parents and their grandparents and their cousins. It is the closest thing in the United States that you could have to a Greek village, to a Greek chorio. And everyone worked hard, and it was a place where I grew up where, to use the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, it's a place where the content of your character mattered. I live in the city today for the last 25 years, New York City, and I owe everything to New York. It's a land of opportunity. But the only thing that matters in New York is money. I grew up in a community where nothing mattered more than content of character, your onoma, your reputation. And so I owe everything to my family and to my community. And one of the things that I observed through the just literal, unending, selfless, egoless lives that my grandparents and my parents have led is and I say this to my children over and over, it's in Luke, paraphrasing, to those who much has been given, much is expected. And I've been very blessed and fortunate in life, and therefore I believe that much is expected of me. It was Ioannis ο Χρυσόστομος, St. John Chrysostom, who said, and I have this taped to my easel on my desk at home, I read it every morning, the rich man is not one who has much, but one who gives much, for what he gives away remains his forever. And I believe that those that can must give and must demonstrate philanthropic leadership. And so this all, as you've appropriately said, whether it's sponsoring Pisteva or other things, comes back to how I was raised and with what values I was raised in the community that I was raised. So God bless Weirton, and God bless my family.
No, that's incredible. You said you had children of your own, so let me ask you, do you have some dreams for them? Do you have some aspirations for them? Because clearly you know what it takes to build a good family here.
As you know, Robin and I, any mother and father has dreams for their children. And we're all human, and all we can do is try our best.
Sure.
And there are words, and there are actions, paradigma. And when you think about that word, example, you can talk to your children, you can lecture your children, but I think children have to observe, and observe over the course of a long time. And I hope that my children, and we'll see one day when they're adults, have observed that Robin and I, their mother and their father, always try to do the right thing. Maybe we're not always successful, but we always try to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. That we always try to be generous. Mm-hmm. And so I think actions speak louder than words. And, you know, hopefully 20 years from now, this example that we're trying to demonstrate by how we live our lives will have inspired them too.
And I think you made a very good point that it is over time. We live in a world that awards the spectacular and not the sacred, as we've said on this program many, many times. And the spectacular is momentary, whereas the sacred lasts for a long time. And it's hard in this world to tune our kids to that more sacred than spectacular, but I agree with you. It's the example over time that brings things about. One final question, Mike, I have for you. I understand you're going to be the keynote speaker at the Washington Ohide Foundation event on October 28th. So let me ask you, what are you planning to say there?
There are two events on October 28th sponsored by the Ohide Foundation. One is at 2 p.m. in front of the World War II Memorial, and that's where I'm speaking. And then there is a gala event where there will be a series of keynote speakers, including my friend Dean Metropoulos. Mm-hmm. While I'm speaking to the OCN, I thank you for highlighting the Washington Ohide Foundation, founded by Manatos and Manatos, Mike and Andy in Washington, D.C. It was created 4 years ago, and it's extraordinary what it's developed into. And what I plan to say in my speech is that Ohide is just one spectacular event and day in 4,500 years of Greek saying Ohi in defense of liberty, in defense of Western civilization, in the values that we created in Western civilization. If you think about it, you have to go back 4,500 years ago, and these words are so powerful. Marathon, Thermopylae, Salamis, Plataea. And then you go on through the Byzantine Empire, and every single time that the West repulsed the despotic East, it was Greek saying for 1,000 years in the empire on the walls of Constantinople, Ohi. Every time that our people, and I should say all Orthodox, for the last 2,000 years have observed a saint or a martyr going willingly and joyfully to his death, that saint was saying Ohi. This Ohi that was said on that amazing day to Benito Mussolini was just an Ohi throughout 4,500 years of Greek saying Ohi. On March 25th, 1821, the Greek people said Ohi. And the central theme has been the Ohi was said in defense of Western civilization, Western values, human dignity, and religion. And it's a profoundly important day. It transcends much more than the World War II event.
No, that's phenomenal. And anyone who's listening, Ohi, for those of you that don't know the word, it means no. And that resounding know, as our guest today, Mike Becerras, has shared with us, is something that literally has changed the world. Thank you, Mike, for being with us today. We wish God's blessings upon you and your family for many, many years of happiness and health.
Thank you very much, Father.
You're listening to Come Receive the Light with Father Christopher Metropoulos. On our website at myocn.net, you'll find all the links to the Pistevo videos. The website, again, is myocn.net. We're a nonprofit outreach of the Orthodox Christian Network. And after you've supported your local church, we would be honored to have you come alongside with us. On the website, there is a link to a page that talks about how you can become a key part of this worldwide effort. Again, the website, myocn.net. Our thanks to Father Gregory Allard and St. Alexis Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Church in Battleground, Indiana. They have made a commitment to join with us financially. I'm Mike Trout. We'll be back at this same time next week. I hope you can come along. And remember to always have faith in what you listen to.